This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
One more time, can y'all rock with us like that? Ain't that easy, Saint? I don't know what you've come to do. Oh, I don't know what you've come to do. I don't know what you've come to do. Hey, I don't know what you've come to do. But I come to clap my hands. Let me see you clap your hands tonight. To do. Oh, I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. But I come to lift him up.
Him up, say amen. Every Let's Do It Radio Worldwide listener, welcome to First Sunday Service October 1st. Y'all, this is October. This is October already. So you already know what's going to happen. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? It's Communion Sunday with Pastor Betty Bennett out of Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, speaking to us on the word from what? Your word, taken from Psalms 14, 1 through 5, Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, and Matthew 12, 34. You know who Ami is. Yes, I'm Ms. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valcoupe Design, and I am broadcasting to you worldwide. Yes, worldwide. So I'm going to get out the way early, sow a seed to keep me on the air and keep this radio station going, to Cash App with $A&A, ISEVALCOUR, or Venmo at NZ-INEZ, or through Zelle if you know my telephone number or my email. And don't forget to have your elements together for communion. Yes, you can have whatever elements you want. Water, wine, juice, crackers, bread, leftover Ritz crackers, we don't care. Whatever you have for your communion elements is fine with us. Or whatever you want to place at Jesus' feet is fine with us too. And you can call in at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985 if you want prayer or just want to listen online and be a part of the on-air congregation. And you can also listen to this and all episodes on demand by going to logtalkradio.com/Let's Learn Radio once the show has aired. Yes, once the show has aired, you can go to those places and listen, re-listen, share, care, and don't despair. But now, I want you to please put your hands together for yourselves and for the speaker of the hour by giving Harvest Worship Ministries International Pulpit Ministers, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett, as they, as well as the other ministers on the pulpit, a heartfelt and spiritual warm welcome as we put our hands together for applause. Yes. We will have reading, then we'll have invocational prayer by, I believe, let's have invocational prayer by, I believe, Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and we will have scripture by, is Apostle Chris out there? Is Apostle Chris out there? Okay, you can can you do the scripture? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
It's in your hands. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Pastor Betty, are you on mute? Because you know how you like to be on mute and get happy and everything. So
I'm on mute. We're in two different rooms so that we don't echo off one another's phones. Yeah, I am in mute.
Gotcha.
Am I supposed to be greeting? Are we ready for scripture or prayer?
It's one.
Okay,
well,
let me just go ahead and greet. I want to greet all the worldwide listening audience on tonight. Amen. I thank God for your being in attendance, for calling in to the service. It is my prayer that while you are attending the service, that you will leave it with something that is useful to you on your journey as you continue on this Christ-like journey that we're on. Amen. And so, again, just open your heart and open your ears because I believe that God has a word for you on tonight. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We're ready now
praise
for our
Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God,
tonight,
come with sincere heart, all humility. Hallelujah. Acknowledging, believing, confessing that you are God and that there is none other besides thee. Hallelujah. Father, we invite you to come in and to move how you want to move, do what you want to do, and say what you want to say tonight, oh God, that it may pierce our ears and prick our hearts. Hallelujah. Father God, we realize that without you, we are nothing. That we're actually that you come right on in. We give you free course.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're giving you every part of this show tonight. Hallelujah.
God.
That you will manifest yourself. Glory to God. Show yourself strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Prove the doubt is wrong, as the songwriter say, because you're still mighty and you're strong. So we thank you, Lord, for this time And we say, have your way here tonight. You be thou glorified. We come to lift up your son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that if we lift him up through praise, through song, through word, hallelujah, some will be drawn unto you. So you get the honor and the glory and the praise. But speak up. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Yes,
amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Our scripture reading is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 31. Romans 8 and 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give him us all? The charge of God's elect. It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or anything, or any sort? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, your powers, your things present, your things to come, your height, nor debt, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. I read to you Romans 8, 31 through 39. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing and the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Y'all have storms in your life. How many of y'all going through something? Come on, y'all could raise your hand, say amen. You know, let us know you out there, because we all going through something. You know you are. We all are. You can't say, oh, everything is good with me. You got something, an ailment, somebody bothering you, you don't have enough money, you know, you got a headache. Something's going through, but y'all say, I won't complain. I won't complain. I know I've had some good days, you know, I've had some bad days. But you know what, in the long run, I won't complain. But that's not what I'm here for today. I am here to, right now, to introduce the speaker of the evening, who has a partner, as you heard earlier, Apostle Chris, who read the Bible verses. And so they together are a dynamic duo, and together, they are a source of strength, power, and endurance. And they've been together for, I won't say forever, but forever. But in the ministry, they've been in the ministry of the Lord since 1992 under the leadership of Bishop L.A. Lindsay from Full Gospel Fellowship, and served in the office of assistant pastors for over a decade. Now they are pastors and apostles. So they've come a long way. In 2012, they founded the Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, which is now known as the Harvest World Ministries International, endeavoring to do the will of the Father as far as kingdom works domestically, that means within our nation, and internationally. Because as you heard me, I said Harvest World Ministries International, just not the United States, but international. They're not trying to just do something here, but abroad. So they are doing the Lord's work and His will. And what is what this deal is all about, and they are on a mission to serve the world, not just, like I say, this country or that country, but the world, as we are listening, and we have worldwide listeners listening, so they're serving you, even though you don't know it. So we will be blessed at this next lesson, and then we will be graced with words from Pastor Betty Bennett from the Harvest World Ministries International. And you know, I'm trying to do 50,000,000 things, so I'm going to give her a hand clap first. And then she requested a song, or yes, requested a song, which is, she's been listening to. So we're going to have this song play, I Shall Not Want by Elevation Worship and Maverick City. Amen.
Will you be my light when I cannot see? When I can't take another step, Lord, will you carry me?
Yeah.
And when I've lost my fight, will you be my strength? Will you set me a table in the presence of my enemies? I shall not walk. I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. I shall not want. shall not want. Cause my cup's running over, running over, and I shall not want. And I will lift my eyes to where my help comes from. And I won't be afraid of the shadow, cause I've seen the sun. No, I will not stop when the way gets hard. Cause the green only grows in the valley, and that's where you are. Say, I shall not.
I shall not
For the Lord is my shepherd in the valley. For the Lord is my shepherd when I'm lacking. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I've got everything that I need. Your goodness and your mercy are following me. Got everything that I have. Hey, hey, hey. Your goodness and your mercy are following me. If you don't have anything else, you got your goodness. I got goodness. Oh, no, no, no.
Hallelujah.
I thought I lost everything. I thought I lost everything. But I got goodness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, you got his goodness and you got his mercy. You got everything you need. Say glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Somebody said, you just got to mess me up a little bit there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. There's nothing like his goodness and his mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's
nothing like
being separate in the valley. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the valley. You can say like David, I shall not want. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Lord, you can calm me down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Ain't nobody holds it down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
The Lord on my soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Oh my God. I got goodness and I got mercy. Glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Father God, I come tonight, Lord. I come to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. I humble myself under the mighty hand of Almighty God.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
I ask you, Lord God, to send your Holy Spirit to totally consume me, not just from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, but from the sole of my feet up to the crown of my head, so there'll be none of me left. Have thine way in me tonight. Lord, I yield every part of my member, my being, my fiber to you, God. It's in you that I live and breathe and I have my very existence. Absent you, I can do nothing. And so, therefore, God, I know that through you, all things are possible.
Yes.
I'm asking you tonight, Lord God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, just seen so many speak through me and speak for me. In the name of Jesus, that may, in the end, may you be glorified of everything that is said and done. And may someone say, come say, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Father God, I thank you. And I praise you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, your loving kindness that you have shown toward us. And you continue to show towards us each and every day. We're grateful to you, God, for all that you do every day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. 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 Giving honor to God and to all the clergy, amen, that are on the call, amen. My sister in Christ, Reverend Williamson, amen. I bless her in the name of Jesus. My sister Inez, that's my sis, amen. Amen. The greatest host in the world, amen. Love to hear a voice, so encourages every single day. Certainly to my husband and my pastor, amen, my apostle, Chris Bennett, amen, and to all of you that have joined the call and to all of the worldwide listeners that are participating on the call. It is with great honor and great privilege that I have this opportunity to come before you with the word of God, so I do not take it lightly. Man. As a matter of fact, you know, most people would say I kind of shake a little bit, not just for the fear of God, but for the reverence that God has placed in my heart, in my spirit, and in my soul for his people, the yearning and desire to see them saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost on their way to heaven. Amen. Amen. And so today, for a brief moment, as I sought the Lord about what to talk about on tonight. Amen. I won't even belabor the fact that this is like the third service, but God is good. So as I sought him on what I should talk about tonight, and the Lord took me immediately to sermons that to scriptures, I'm sorry, that dealt with the speaking of our words, the spoken words that come out of his people's mouth. Amen. And it's not that it's a bad word. It's making sure we're saying what the Lord is saying, that we're in unison and we're speaking the same language that he's speaking. So tonight, I would that you would go with me. We're going to start off with Psalm 141. Psalm 141. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4 there. Amen. 1 through 4. Psalm 141, verses 1 through 4. And the word of the Lord reads, Lord, this is Psalm of David, Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hand as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Verse 4, incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked work with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Now, if you will turn with me, I have a couple of scriptures, to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We're going to do a little traveling, one more place tonight, a little traveling. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Hebrews 11 and 1, we all are very familiar with Hebrews 11 and 1. We know that as the faith verse. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Can somebody say the word of God?
The
so
word
that things
of God.
Amen. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now flip back over with me to Matthew, the 12th chapter. Matthew 12. Give you a minute because we're flipping a little back and forth. Matthew 12 and 34. And it says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, be good things? And we know at this time he's talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth, have a little life, bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men bringeth, that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Amen. I want to talk for just a moment about watching your words. Watching your words. We read in Psalms where David asked the Lord to put a watch over his mouth. And he made a reference to what was coming out of his heart. There's a connection between the heart and the mouth. The connection between the heart and the mouth is so prevalent that people don't even make the connection. Many times people think that their words are just idle words. And others may even think that they're idle words. But we know that the word of God tells us that from the abundance of the heart, man speaketh. So I don't think that anyone here or on this call would disagree with me when we were to say that words are one of the powerful weapons of warfare that we have. Words can either make you or words can break you. God framed the world by the words of his mouth. It states in the scripture in the book of Genesis, when we begin to see the procreative power of God at work throughout his spoken word, it says in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was what? It was void, and it was what? Dark. Darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? He moved upon the face of the water. In verse 3 of Genesis, the first chapter, it said, and God said, and there was. In verse 6, it says, and God said, and there was. In verse 9, it said, and God said, and it was. And in verse 26, it said, and God said, let us make man in our image, likened unto us. And so you can see the formation and the importance of the words that we speak. The words that we speak have power and they have authority, especially when you are born again Christian. And even if you're not born again, you can use words that can either build up or tear down. Words that can strengthen or weaken. Words that can make you a champion, or words that can make you victorious rather than a failure. It's words coming out of your mouth. You know, when I was growing up, there was a little saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. Because a word, a negative word, can go in on the inside of you as a child, and 20 years later, it is deep-seated in your heart. Something will transpire, and that word will rise up again in you. It hasn't gone anywhere. Words take root, and words produce. They produce what you say. So in that instance, we have to watch our words. So in verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, liken unto us, and let us set him in the garden to be fruitful and multiply. And you all know the story, how Adam was set in the garden and how Adam was given dominion and he was told to occupy until the Lord came again. And how a voice would come down, a word, a voice, the voice of the Lord, would come down in the cool of the day, and he would converse with Adam. And then seemingly one day this voice, a word, comes down, and the word can't find Adam. And the word says, Adam, where art thou? He said, I hid myself because I was afraid because I was naked. He said, who told you that you were naked? God didn't say his eyes came down. He said his voice. Because the word of the subtle one, the serpent, had gotten to Eve's ear and had put a word in her ear. The word that he put in her ear was not a word that was conducive to serving God and being the kind of servants that God wanted them to be. They had it made in the Garden of Eden. So not only do we have to be careful with our words, but we have to be careful with the words that we receive. Because the serpent came with a word that said, surely you're not going to die when you eat of this tree. He knows that you're going to be just like him. And the Bible says the woman saw that the fruit was good to eat. And she ate, and she gave to her husband. And all of this caused a domino effect, that by one man's sin, a one man hearing a wrong word, sin entered into the world by one man. So as we look at this, John 1:1 has to come on the scene, because now sin is prevalent in the land. And John 1:1, you've read that before, and it says, in the beginning was the what? The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And Jesus Christ was the Word being manifested, the Word of God manifested in the flesh, coming to redeem mankind back into God. Jesus, the living word, is quoted as saying, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am Jehovah God, Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai, the Almighty God. I am come to not to destroy, but to fulfill, so that we would be put back into our rightful place. So demonstrating in word and deed the heart of God, what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Jesus came in a lowly, meek, and mild form, but with words that consisted of energy and power, with the ability to help, to heal, to deliver, and to set free. Your words have the same ability. He came with words that said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. He came with words that said, believe on the Lord thy God, and ye shall be saved. He never said, you either get saved or you go into hell. It's a way in which we say things.
Right.
Speaking in parables, earthly stories with heavenly meaning, so that even a child could not err. He came with words that said, Satan, loose him and let him go. He came with words that said to the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, he said, go and sin no more. He came with words that said, the kingdom of God is like unto. He came with words that said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. He came with words and said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. He came with words that said, you too can be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. He came with words that soothe, words that heal, words that deliver, words that set you free. Words that break yokes and loose bands. And upon his ascension, he told us that he would not leave us comfortless. And according to the book of Acts, around the second chapter, the Bible records that they were all in one place, and they were all on one accord. And the Holy Spirit came in, did it not, like a mighty rushing wind. And the Bible decrees that it lit on each person as a cloven tongue of fire, and they began to speak with new language. So through the ways of the Holy Ghost, we too have been baptized or can be baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit. In order to receive the power that Jesus Christ operated in when he was on this earth, power to speak words that heal and not hurt. Power to speak words that don't bind up but rather loose from the bondage that people are in. Power to speak words of love and not of hate. Power to have dominion over our hearts, to guard our hearts so that hatred, envy, malice, jealous does not enter in, because those things become deep-seated in our hearts. And when we open our mouths, they come out. Whatever is in the heart is coming out of the mouth. So out of the abundance of your heart, man speaketh. Now you may say, well, I said something, and later you may say, I did not mean it. Well, if you said it, you meant it because it was in your heart. So I'm sorry is not going to change the situation, that now that what you said has taken root in somebody else's heart. We have to be kindly and affectionate one to another, speaking in peace and in joy and in gentleness and in meekness. Life and death, you all, is in the power of our tongue.
Yes, it is.
We can speak life to our situation, or we can speak death to our situation. If the world was framed by words, why can't we frame our journey along the way? Why can't we say, I'm walking in authority? Why can't we say, I'm walking in victory? Why can't we say, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Why can't we say that we're the head and not the tail? We're above and not beneath. We're the lender and not the borrower. Why can't we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper? Why can't we say these things? It is the word of God for the people of God. But rather we say, I've been beat down. I'm going through. I got burdens here and I got burdens there. The Lord said, bring them to me and cast them all on me because I care for you.
Yes.
He said, I'm perfecting those things that are concerning you. There is a connection, you all, between the heart of man and the tongue of man.
Yeah.
The question I have tonight is, what's in your heart? Who has hurt you? What words have been spoken against you? What words have been spoken to you? At what point in life were they spoken? because maybe, maybe, just maybe, somebody might need to go to God and say, Lord, deliver me from that word that was spoken in me that took root. That word that said that I wasn't going to be nothing. That word that said I wasn't going to amount to anything. That word that said you're going to be just like your doggone daddy. That word that said you always going to be broke, busting, and disgusting. That word that said every time you get ready to go up, you're going to fall back down. You're never going to succeed in life. Those kind of words. Casting down all evil and wicked imaginations is trying to exalt itself above the word of God that says we are victorious in everything that we go to do through Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors. We can do all things. There's nothing too hard for God. In the end, we win. We're not losers. We're winning. We're winners on every side. We're not defeated. We have the victory. Forget about the words that were spoken to you in a negative fashion. Pick up the word of God and begin to dump that, download it into your heart so that it flushes out everything that's been spoken contrary to the word of God. So that you too can walk in victory. You too can walk in love. You too can walk in joy. Don't you want to be set free from those tormenting thoughts, those tormenting words that were said to you? You know, that today's day, they call it bullying in the schools, right? They bully, they bully, they bully, they bully. The problem that people have with bullying is that that stuff never leaves those kids. And so when they grow up, it's in them. And then they begin to bully. And then the others begin to bully. And that fear just continues to travel. We've got to begin to speak positive words as the Lord has given us to say, so that we may have power over the enemy.
We can't say
whatever the world says. You know, people may say, well, that's not true. I see what you're going through. You know what? But you don't see where I'm going to. You may see where I am now, but you're not seeing where I'm going to. I'm going to where God said I was going to. My destiny is determined by God and not by what you say today, but by God tomorrow. So that connection between the heart and the mouth needs to be a holy connection. It needs to be filled with the word of God. It needs to be an encourager of the people. It needs to be a lifter up of the people. It needs to be a word that sustains them in the time of trouble. It needs to be a word that comforts them when they're hurting. We have been given the authority to speak a word. The Bible says, you have whatsoever you say. Is that right? So if I say that I'm victorious in all things, and I continue to believe that I'm victorious in all things, then I will be victorious in all things. And someone coming to tell me that I'm a loser is not going to change anything, because I've already made up in my mind that I'm going to be victorious regardless, irregardless of what someone else says. Some of these connections that are between our heart and our mouth need to change. We need to watch our words. We are born-again believers, and I'm not just talking to anybody who is getting ready to come to Christ. Know that when you come to Christ, all that stuff that was spoken to you that you never would be, you never would accomplish, you never, ever would be victorious. Know that everything begins to change, because now Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And everything is possible. All things are possible to him who believes. And those words are no longer pertaining to you. It needs to be words of love because so many people have been hurt. They've been injured. They've been abused. They've been misused.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know how to receive love when it comes toward them. But we've got to love them anyway because Christ loves us. God loves us so much that even while we were yet in our sins, he mm-hmm. gave his only begotten mm-hmm. Son that mm-hmm. we might have a right to life. So why wouldn't we demonstrate the same type of love?
Nah.
Some of the words that we use, and again, I'm not speaking just to this audience, because I want to get the word out to those that are hurt,
mm-hmm.
misused, abused, downtrodden, down on themselves, feel like they can't get back up again, weakened, hurt, that God heals and God delivers.
Yeah.
And God sets free. And God will pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet on a solid ground. He can do it, and he will do it. He has done it, and he'll do it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Words can hurt people, you all. They can hinder people's growth, even in Christ. If you consider words and how powerful they are, the force behind these words,
mm-hmm.
then we would know. That it is a discipline that we must practice ourselves. And all over the world, we must practice this discipline. And that is a discipline of conveying respect, gentleness, and humility. The words that are passing through our mouths are not simply sounds caused by the air that's passing through our larynx. The words that's passing through our mouths create our lives,
mm-hmm.
and it shapes our world. If we say we're not going to make it, we're not going to
mm-hmm.
make it.
Well,
but if we say with Jesus on our side, things will work out just fine, and we stick to it, it will do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm.
Our influence with mm. others is based on our words. For better or worse, our relationship is based on our words, and sometimes based on no words. Sometimes not saying anything is just bad at saying something, but saying the wrong thing. Words are our most inexhaustible source of power, y'all, with tremendous potential to impact serious injury and to create healing in this world. We are living in perilous times. We are living in perilous times.
Yes, we are.
And we're living in a time when there's such a falling away of the church.
Mm-hmm.
A greater number than I have ever seen in the last 5 or 6 years.
Hmm.
People are losing faith in everything. Some type of way we have to reach them. And the only way we can reach them is through the word of God. He did say that he was married to the backslider.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let them know that God still loves you. I just call them, you know, you backslider, you backslid. God still loves you, and he wants you to turn around and come back. Look at the language that God used with Israel. Come back to me, he said. I love you. I'm your first love. Please come back to me. That's what God is saying to all the people today. But for some reason, it's like that if the word is not reaching them, that God still loves you. There's no
mm-hmm.
amount of sin that you could go out there and done that God cannot forgive. God will forgive you, restore you, rebuild you and put you back in right standing. It's just kind, gentle words just like that that makes a difference in somebody's life. Some of our words are like weapons, and rightfully so, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, we want to fight. We want to use those words to fight him, right? That's the time to use those words to fight him, the enemy. When we meditate on God's word, we speak out what he says about us. In every situation, we're releasing our faith in accordance with his word. And when we release our faith in accordance with his word, it will come to pass. God's word will never fail. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never, ever fail. Never. Let's align ourselves. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I pray that this message gets across. Amen. Let's align ourselves with the word of God, and let's walk on in victory in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Exercising love and kindness, gentleness and meekness along the way. I know I have a sister, amen. I know I have a sister on this call, amen. She reaches out to me, and she checks on me, and she makes sure that I'm okay. Amen. That's God.
Amen.
I'm grateful for that. How many of us do that with the people that have fallen away? How many of us do that when we hear the voice of the Lord? Or do we just get on the phone and just gossip about them? Amen. It's some things that we need to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to be judged, you all. That's the last scripture I read. We're going to be judged by every idle word and every idle deed. We're not the judge. God is, but we're going to be judged by the fruit that our words produce and by our deeds. So the question is, what shape are your fruit in? Are you satisfied with your fruit? The fruit of your lips, are you satisfied with what your lips are producing? If you're not, then I suggest you go back to the word of God for another preview of it, or a thorough reading of the word to change the kind of fruit that you're producing. Bitter and sweet water don't come out of the same fountain, you all. And one instant can't be blessing someone and the next minute cursing them out. Our fruit ought to be good. When we're judged by our deeds, we ought to expect good to come back to us. We have the opportunity before us to change the world that we live in. And we have the opportunity to do just what God did, frame this world with our words in accordance with his word. This world can be different. We pray, but we don't speak to the sinner man, and we say, we don't say to them, you know, sinners are coming in. They're coming in. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And everyone we come in contact with, we don't tell them, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Eventually, they're going to hear it enough that they're going to want to say, who is this Jesus that they're talking about?
Come on.
Who is this man that heals? Who is this man that forgives? You mean he'll forgive me for, I'm the chief of sinners. He'll forgive me for that? Yes, he will. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, he will forgive you. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. Believe that he died on the cross for you, and that on the third day, God raised him from the dead. He is the Son of God, and he will forgive. We can walk in victory on this earth while we're living here instead of turmoil. and not defeat. We're on the winning team, you all.
Man. Amen.
But it just looks like we're facing a downhill battle.
Mm.
We can turn this around with the words that God used to frame the world. We need to build up. Build up and not tear down. Build up, build up, build
Amen.
Up everywhere we go.
Amen.
Build up. People are torn down
Amen.
Enough. They've been through enough. They've been through rough times. They're back out of it. They left the church for a reason. They're hurt. Something happened. Maybe a catastrophe in their life. Maybe sickness. Maybe you don't know what the situation is. But reaching out to them with a kind word makes a big difference. So tonight, I just want to admonish us all. I know that, again, I'm preaching to the choir, but I pray that this word gets out, that we need to watch our words and make sure that we're using the loving and the kind words that our Savior used about us, towards us, to draw us unto Him, that He'll be our peace, our joy, our strength. He'll send the Holy Spirit to be our comforter. He would lead us and guide us into all true paths of righteousness. We're not walking alone. He's walking with us. Trouble don't last always. This too shall pass. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning.
Yes.
That's what I mean by changing our words. Because as long as we complain about what we're going through, we're going to be in it. But when we start seeking the solution instead of the problem, then the problem gets solved, and we walk on out of it. So I thank God for this opportunity and for this night. I ask you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I endeavor every day to witness to somebody, to talk to somebody about the goodness of the Lord. And not just talk to them about it, but to live it before them. Even people I've never seen that I talk to on the phone, to encourage them in the Lord. I know so many of us do that. And trust me, you need it from time to time. Because I know I do from time to time. I can't say anything about anyone else, but I need to, even though I know the words, I need to hear them from time to time. God is able. God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. There's nothing too hard for God. He can work it out for you. He can and He will. While you try to figure it out, He will already have it worked out. It was set in the plan in Jeremiah 29:11. It's already been set. You've already been declared the winner. You're going through a battle right now, but it's a fixed fight, because in the end, we know who wins. You do, if you're in Christ. Who's on the Lord's side? You win.
Yes, you do.
So one of the things I hear commonly, and I'm closing here, but one of the things I hear commonly is every time we talk to you, you're talking to us about the Bible. You know why? Because that's what's in my heart. And I'm not necessarily talking about the Bible. I'm just speaking a word out of it. If you recognize it from the Bible, then God bless you. You know, that's what's in my heart, so that's what's coming out. Whatever is in the heart of man is what's going to come out of his mouth. So what's in your heart? And if it's not the word of God, then you need to go back to square one and start over. Amen?
Amen.
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 God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen again. Amen. 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 There's nothing like having the word from
Pastor Betty. She gives it to you straight. She gives it to you raw. She just gives it to you. And you can't deny it. And so we're going to have a song, Deliver Me by Leandria Johnson. Then you will have the invitation to Christian Discipleship. And Welcome to the Family by, let's see. If Apostle Chris is there, either him or Reverend Carolyn, and then we will have communion. So let us hear from Andrea. She's going to deliver me the words that Pastor Betty just delivered so we can get rid of what's bothering us. Deliver me from whatever
Amen.
Is bothering us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
deliver me. That song always tears me up, just like the last song that Pastor Betty had asked me to play. There's something just, I don't know what it is about this song. It just gets me every time. And now we will have the invitation to discipleship and welcome to the family. Let's see. Apostle Chris, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. We thank and we praise God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we pray. Mm-hmm. We thank and we praise God.
Yes.
We have to watch our mouth. Mm-hmm. Because we can say the right thing or we can say the wrong thing. You know, mm-hmm. You can look at a heated argument. You can say the right thing or you can say the wrong thing. You know, we have to watch our mouth. That's what the word says, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why we can't frame our world with our words. Instead of speaking negative words all the time, we can speak positive words. So mm-hmm. If you're in the audience tonight, or if you on the radio tonight, we want to welcome you to the family of God. You know, the word says, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You are saved by what you say. You said what the Bible says. You are saved because you said it. Amen. And we thank and we praise God that you are welcome to the family. You know, God loves all of us, regardless of what we did or how we did it. God loves us, and he wants us to come to him. He said in his word, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke and my burden is light. Amen. We want to welcome you to the family. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
If you are in the chat room or it's prayer, just tell Sister Inez you can get one of us to pray with you and pray for you. Amen.
Amen. So far, nobody's in the chat room.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So we can go directly into communion if you want to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's think about what he did. You know, mm-hmm. He died for us. You know, if he died for us, we would be able to live for him. Amen. You can give him time to get the communion. You know, juice, water, bread, crackers, wine, whatever.
Juice?
Whatever you... whatever you are doing tonight, that you would get it to commemorate death, burial, and the resurrection with us. Amen. When Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, he said, you can't feel anew. He took the bread, which represented his broken body. He lifted it. He blessed it. He broke it. And they ate. They all partook of it. He took the cup, pertaining to bitter Passover wine. He lifted it, he blessed it, and they drank. Bible says, after they commune, and they marched out.
Amen. Somebody say it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
was the blood. If y'all can say that, it was the blood. Yes, yes, it was the blood.
It is the blood.
Amen. It is always the blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, and I want to thank Pastor Betty again for that always soul-rousing, thought-provoking, mind-bending, I won't say sermon, but words she gave to us of wisdom is just watch what you say, watch your words, you know, because they can come back and haunt you, and you don't want that to happen, because sometimes you may have to eat them and take some water after to swallow those words, because they kind of leathery or chewy or what have you, but you just got to watch what you say sometimes, because they will come back, either nip you in the bud or haunt you. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and we're going to go into announcements. So to the Bennett's, do they have any announcements that they'd like to give out to us, share with us?
Only that the third Saturday feeding is still mm-hmm. on for this month as well. Mm-hmm. It has not been determined whether it would be at that same mm-hmm. location that we've been setting up at, because another location is accessible to us. And so mm-hmm. I will be confirming that location and probably giving the information on it on next week, so the people will know where we're going to be set up here in Little Rock.
Amen.
To feed the less fortunate and minister to their needs. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sister Carolyn, you have anything you'd like to say or any announcements you may have?
Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for the word today. I don't have any announcement, but I'm just excited to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And y'all need to let me know who's going to be doing Bible studies this Wednesday. So, talk amongst y'all, because I need to know.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, Sister Carolyn. It's going to be us.
Are you going to do tag
team?
Sister Betty is the initiator. I'm just going to be on the root tooth and comment when that's there.
Now, she's going to tag team with me. We're going to tag team it again. Okay, well, I'll
okay,
do the subject.
Okay.
We'll get together. Amen.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And October 3rd. Are you going to say?
Because I'm going to, wait a minute, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be in convention this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay. She forgot. Mm-hmm. So well, we will be fine, Pastor Betty.
You're going to be in.
We'll have a good Bible study.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to miss you. Mm-hmm. so you're going
to
be in.
You know what, I'll try to chime in before our
yes,
night service. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Chris, do you have anything you want to say?
No, ma'am. I enjoyed the word.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Tuesday, October 3rd, and we're going to have, of course, Ms. Agnes says, let's talk about it, and we're still part four of what is your purpose? What is your why? We've been having some very good discussions these past three episodes. So if y'all missed out, you better join in and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/radio and listen to what you've been missing out, so you can catch up and chime in and be in the chat room, be on my phone in the text, or be on air. I like it on air, because then y'all can just chime in and talk. And you can, and Pastor Betty, she was so funny when she came to, I got lost after this part here. It was so funny. Pastor Betty, I just let them talk.
I was like, where did the conversation go?
It goes left, it goes right, it goes up, it goes down.
Area. I was like, oh my gosh.
It says,
I know. I'm learning that now, that it goes from one topic to another, and it's like, okay, where are we now?
And then I try to bring them back. So, yes.
They've all been good. You hold your own. I like that.
Thank you. I'll be trying. I will put you on mute in a heartbeat if you don't act right, as my brother from another mother, Joe, says, look. He is funny. We did. We've had some wonderful conversations. I just appreciate everybody coming on and chiming in and giving their words, their 2 cents, 10 cents, their 4 hours worth of words. I mean, we've been on the, we'd be on the phone from like 9 o'clock in the evening until 2:30 in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's intense. It gets to be intense, and I just appreciate each and every one of you for joining us. On next Sunday, we're going to have Pastor J. Rick Rollins II speak to us again out of the Edge Community Church of Central Florida, Tampa, Florida. So he'll be joining us. He'll be doing our second Sunday service. So thank you. Thank
Amen.
Him for doing that. Yes, Amen. Yes, yes. And Reverend Ronnie Marshall, of course, you want to support him by purchasing and listening to his music, and he's on all the music medias you can think of. Anything to do with music, you can find him, and it's usually under Ron Marshall. So if you can find Don't Turn Away From God, then you can go which way that you want to find his music. But that's Reverend Ronnie Marshall. That's what we call him. And so he would like for you to support him in that aspect. And it's offering time for those of you out there who would like to support the Let's Do It Radio, like to sow a seed. And I want to thank those who have already sown seeds to keep me live and in living color on the air. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. You can do that at Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle, which is my telephone number, or my email address. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, of course, a big thank you goes out to our worldwide listening audience for joining us on this first Sunday in October. Y'all, And the young lady who started Let's Do It Radio, well, was the initiator of Let's Do It Radio, her birthday is on the 7th. So I'll be doing a shout-out to her this week, Sister Sharon Salisbury. She's the one, Sharon Salisbury Frazier, excuse me. She was my friend who passed away the same year my father did, in 2019. No, yeah, 2019, I think it was. So, yes, I will do a shout-out to her for her birthday. And a big shout-out to Pastor Betty Bennett of Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. That's the young lady's voice you heard who gave us the sermon, Watch Your Words, taken from Psalm 14, 1 through 5, Hebrews 11,
141
1 through 4. That's 141. 141. Oh, okay, because that's, okay, that's not what the text came out. So, okay, my bad. 141, thank you. And Matthew 12, 34. So 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, call out a sister. You can email it to me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, because we have lots of topics we can be talking about. And once you get that topic and you hear about it, don't forget to share it on all social media platforms, or text, or email, or what have you. However I send it out to you, you can send it out to the masses so we get more people out there listening to us. And there's a map that I have that I see where people are listening, and it's turning blue, and I'd love to turn it all the way blue, for at least for those areas who can get reception, I should say, for Let's Do It Radio. And so if you know somebody in some of those faraway countries, send the information out to them, and so they can listen as well. So, and if they hear something, they can always go to an episode on demand by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio again and again and again and again and big again. Thanks each and every one of you for joining in. If you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesdays and Thursday with Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. We could be discussing your topic. And it's been me. I've been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs at www.anaisevalcour.com. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. And the thought of the week, you've been made in God's image. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. Knowing this changes everything. In this world, you will have trouble. Take heart or have confidence and be courageous or be of good cheer and say, I have overcome the world. You will have benediction and closing prayer by Pastor Betty Bennett out of the Harvest World Ministries International, and she'll close us out in prayer. Thank you. And it's back in your hands, Pastor Betty.
Amen. I love the way my sister says my name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She can say that name. And I one day I'm going to be as good as she is in pronouncing it. Wow. That is awesome. Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. We pray, Father God, that first and foremost, that the word that was delivered was received in the manner in which it was intended, God. And that we know that through your word that we are victorious in all things that we set out to do, as long as we remain in you, God, and we abide by your word and according to your will, Father. We know that, Father God, that through you all things are possible. Nothing is impossible and nothing is too hard for you, God. We ask, Lord, that as we go to our separate destinations and as we go throughout this week, that your Holy Spirit will remain with us, Father, that it will overshadow us and keep us in perfect peace and our minds stayed on you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for those first-time listeners, Lord God, and we pray, Father God, that some word fell in their ear, Lord God, to let them know that although they think that there's no chance for them, God, that there's always an opportunity to come to you, Lord, and to confess you as their Lord and Savior, Father God, and enjoy the benefits of being saved and living a saved and sanctified life in Christ Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. All the glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is real.
Jesus is real.
you by the window.
I'm just
tonight, wherever you are, to know that God didn't bring you this far to leave you by yourself. For those that have a real testimony, that's why I wrote this song. Because everybody has a story. I don't care what you've gone through. I need you to smile right now. Like you just believe everything's going to work out. And don't tell everybody your business. As a matter of fact, remind them right now. Everybody say, you don't know my story.
You don't know my story.
Oh, my. Said again, you don't know my story. That's it, that's it.
Thank you to everyone who else is on here this evening. As you go throughout the week, think about each other. Think about God. Think about your why. Think about your purpose. Think about why are you here. Just think about it. And join us on Tuesday. And let's talk about what is your why? What is your purpose? Why are you here? Are you a teacher? Are you a preacher? Are you a student? Are you a lender? A borrower? Are you a player in the bigger part of a game? Are you just on the sidelines? Come on out on Tuesday night. And Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. What is your why? Thank you again to Pastor Betty Bennett of the Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and for Reverend Carolyn, for Apostle Chris, and everybody else who was on the line with us. And thank you, worldwide listening audience, for joining us this October 1st, first Sunday in October. You know it's nothing but downhill. And we got October, what's it, October, November, December. So just think about what you're going to do for these next 3 months. Are you going to change your life or are you going to stay the same? Look at the man or the woman in the mirror and ask, what is my why? Have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Keep God on your mind and keep a song on your heart. Amen, amen, amen again. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.